Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 America. It's been a couple weeks, but I'm back again. And I thought I was going to be more on track before. But they say, best laid plans of mice and men, right? Best laid plans of mice and men. Here we are today. It's Sunday. Guess what? We're 1 week away from spring, which, as you all know, if you listened to me for years, leaves me very happy. Leaves me very happy. And let's do a check-in. It's March. Since I spoke to you last, I think I was away in the British Virgin Islands with friends of mine, or a friend of mine, for his 50th birthday. And quite a celebration. Hold on 1 second. I'm on the move here. So, why did I decide today to do this again? There's the question, isn't it? Well, the answer's kind of simple. I feel like I want to share the opportunity and understand this. All we have to focus on, to be in, to live within, is this moment right now. Now, a yoga instructor said, you could not eat for a couple days, or you could not drink for a couple of days, but you can't not breathe for a couple of days. You can't even not breathe for probably more than a few minutes. Because if you don't take another breath, it's all over. Game over. This thing called life is all based on breathing. So, let's focus on that for a moment. Let's think about the fact that our single breath in this moment is the only thing that's happening for us. That's our whole life, because if we don't take the next breath, if we don't take the time to experience the next breath, appreciate this moment for the breath that we have in it, there might not be another breath. We may not get there. But if we don't, what does that mean for us? If we don't get that extra breath, because how many people don't? And there are people who don't. There are people in this world who take their last breath. So what are you doing on Sunday, March 15th, to be here now in the present moment? How are you not spending your time thinking about what was, what somebody did to you, how it used to be? I realize today, not that I don't remember, if I choose to go back in my mind and think about where I was a week ago or 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, I was in the Bahamas. Not Bahamas, in the British Virgin Islands, sorry. And the water was blue. The wind was warm. The boat I was on was beautiful. I can remember all that. However, it's not really part. It's like a long time ago. It's gone. I've come to a place, I've shifted to a place where even the snow that was everywhere, snow covered, like from the street, piled on the corner of the street, on the curbs, you didn't even see the curbs, just piled high. And now you see front lawns, you see yards, and you see driveways. And yeah, there's still snow around, but it's not a blanket anymore. It's not a giant white blanket spread across in front of us. It is gone. It's gone. And I can think back, I close my eyes and think about the snow being gone, yeah, I can think of it. I can picture it. However, I'm looking at lawns now, and that's what I see. Looking at lawns, I'm looking at Trinity, I'm looking at potential bike riding, I'm looking at golf games to be had. There's a woman in my office who keeps talking about her weight loss and how she's got Passover coming and she's got her daughter's or son's engagement party coming in 4 weeks. But what about now? So I'm afraid now. I'm stressed out now because that's going to be 4 weeks from now. So I have a hard time committing to eating enough or drinking enough right now because I'm afraid of what it'll do for them. When the fact is she needs to drink and eat now so that she can lose the weight that she wants to lose. And when she gets to then, she'll be living in the moment I wish for her. And she will have lost the weight. And it happens everywhere and for everyone's lives. I watch one after another. It doesn't matter if you're a teenager or a 20-something or a grown-up, you know, more grown-up. 20-somethings are grown-up. People who spend their time thinking about what's going to be with the relationship, what was, how they were. I had a young woman who was a client who is keeping her relationship with the man she lives with going because, you know, she might want to be married someday, even though he has nothing to offer. None of the things that he is as a person or a man are things that she wants. So let's do this. Let's take a step back and start this way. And I heard this today, too, in the morning. You open your eyes. I want you to think to yourself a positive thought, a positive gratitude about how abundant your life is. And the woman I heard speak about this said, you know, you all have houses and you all have cars and you all have food. That's an assumption. I don't know that everyone has a house or a car or a roof or clothes or food. What I do know is this. We all have something. If we wake up in the morning, guess what we got to do? We got to wake up in the morning. Let's start with the gift, that first gift, that we got to wake up. We got to open our eyes and, well, because it's very possible there are some people who didn't open their eyes and didn't welcome this day. As I said before, every breath is a new beginning. Every breath we take is a new celebration of life. That makes sense? I think it makes sense. So what's your affirmation? What's your gratitude going to be? If you can't figure it out, by the way, Oprah and Deepak are doing their patient series again starting tomorrow. So if you go online, I think you can look it up on Google, Deepak and Oprah meditation, and sign up for it. Meditation's good stuff. Breathing's great stuff. Practice of yoga is awesome stuff all the way around, whether it's the asanas and the poses or just the breathing, the meditation, kindness, presence. I don't have a lot of other message. I don't today. What the message I bring today is to live now, in this moment. And if you're looking for hope, even in the worst-case scenario, yesterday I was killing some time, so I had went for a ride. I hit a pothole, went onto the parkway, and then the tire went flat. And I had to be back to pick my daughter and her friends up in 2 hours. And, yeah, about 2 hours, 2 hours and 15 minutes or whatever it was. And in that time, I could have freaked out about how is I going to get back and this and that. Instead, I called. The guy came with the truck, and he put my donut on my car. And then I got back to the town, and there was a Pep Boys, and I was able to buy myself a new tire, and they put it on. And I was standing back in the gym of Matawan High School to pick up my daughter and her friends on their color guard competition at 8:30, right on time. Of course, they were not ready on time. They were not done until later. So it's not like I get a trophy or an award for being there on time, but I didn't freak out because there I was right there. And I had to deal with the fact that that's where I was. Hoping that makes sense. So, where are you guys at? What's going on out there for you guys? What's your gratitude? What are you thankful for today? Tons and tons of love. Tons of love for you all. For the universe, for people. Mostly because I love myself enough to do that. That makes sense? I've talked about this before. We can only get the love that we have to give. So open yourself up. Open your heart as wide as you possibly can and give the world love. And then the world will give you love back. I don't have much else to say, so I'm going to sign off a couple minutes early. Have an amazing day. Enjoy the 40s and 50-degree weather that's coming. Not even spring yet, so all have spring and summer yet ahead. If we live right now and take a sip of each day with a breath of its sweetness and take the time in that moment to appreciate that breath, then we'll never, ever have used up time or have regrets about what we didn't do. As always, nothing but love. Talk to you soon.